Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuck Reshow, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday evening with you. Getting ready for some Braves baseball as A.J. Smith-Shawver is going to make his debut tonight against the Washington Nationals. So we'll keep you up to date all night long about what goes on with the Atlanta Braves. Well, a lot of news there's been a lot of finger-pointing in the world of golf here lately. And, listen, won't be very long before we get to our next major here coming up. So, obviously, the major schedule condensed nowadays in the world of golf. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Longtime golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Stan Autry, is joining us. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Stan Autry. Stan, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes here on the show with us this evening. So, we thank you. And it's been a crazy whirlwind last week or so in the world of golf with all the news being made.
It has been, and I was on a trip with some other golf writers, and we were sitting around having lunch on Tuesday when the news broke. We were all just kind of gobsmacked. I mean, no one saw that coming. It just, like, no one at all.
You know, if I guess the only thing that I will give Jay Monahan credit for is at least he was honest about the contentiousness of the meeting that they had, where he said literally, you know, it was heated, it was argumentative. I mean, I guess, you know, when the leader of this thing comes out and says all of that, I mean, again, it probably was five times worse than what he even said it was.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would have expected it to be sunshine and lollipops out of that meeting. There had to be a lot of angry people. And I think you've heard some of that boil over, and rightfully so. Those guys have a lot to be angry about.
So what do you think that the Saudis' role, besides the money investment aspect of it, how much influence, what do you think the role of the Saudis is going to be in all of this?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I think that's something that's going to have to sort itself out. But the main thing is the money. I mean, the PGA Tour during the pandemic continued to have, you know, tournaments, and there were no people there, and they put them, you know, they were left in a pretty much financial hole. Then when LIV came around, they had to start throwing money around, and I think a lot of it was money they just didn't have or didn't know where it was going to come from. So I think it was all about money.
Stan Autry, golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I know this is a dumb question, and I know the answer to it already, but do you think that there's going to be any blowback from networks or anything like that about the PGA getting into bed with the, you know, the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund? I mean, is there going to be any of this blowback from the TV network standpoint?
I don't think so. I think, again, that there's so much. It's all about money when you get to this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's about the green thing, and as long as they're making money, I don't think they really care. it may be hypocritical of them. They may complain about it, but they're going to stick the money in their bank accounts and in their pockets as fast as they can.
I mean, look, we saw Rory McIlroy about, and some others, you know, talking about, you know, Rory thinks that the LIV tournament itself is going to go away, and he hates LIV and all this, that, and the other. But I don't know. I mean, do the players have any real kind of stand in any of this thing? I mean, can the players be an influence in this, or, you know, are they just kind of at the mercy of what, you know, the PGA and all these groups are going to end up being?
Yeah, I don't think the players have much say in it. I mean, they had hand when this other tour came around, but I think that's gone. And the guys that jumped, you know, a lot of them made a lot of money, and the ones that didn't, who were loyal, like Rory, they played their hand and they're stuck with what they got. So I don't know that they've got going to have any influence at all. I think they're just going to have to take what's given to them. Now, I don't know if Liv's going to be around more than, you know, what it already is. I don't know how they're going to coexist with two different tours, two different formats, 54 holes, 72 holes, team, not team. Who knows what that's going to shake down? And I can't see that being around for much, much longer.
So do you think that there's a chance that there could be some tournaments that maybe go away in the United States and there becomes a much more international presence? I mean, I know obviously golf is played all around the world, and there are all kinds of tournaments across the, you know, across the globe, but, you know, could there be a, if the Saudis kind of are the money people, could there be the possibility of, you know, more of an international influence in the world of golf, or do you think things will kind of stay the status quo?
Yeah, I think it's going to stay pretty much the status quo because there are already tournaments that exist in that part of the world. The European tours had several stops in, you know, Dubai and places like that for years. So I don't think that the U.S. tour will be condensed. In fact, I think if anything, they may take some of that excess time around the holidays, the silly season, and add more events around there. So I think you may see more events, but I don't think there will be any more international events on the U.S. tour.
Stan Autry, golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So let me ask you this then, because, look, I'm an older guy, and I grew up in an era where you saw most of the stars play in a pretty fairly regular basis. I mean, you know, and maybe not always the tippy-top guys, but, you know, by and large, I mean, guys had to play a lot more because, you know, they weren't making as much money as they have in the Tiger era now. But is it good for the game of golf if the product becomes watered down and we don't see the star power? I mean, and I'm not talking about necessarily like Tiger Woods because of his injuries and things like that. I'm talking about, you know, the guys that are the Dustin Johnsons and things like that where, look, there's no motivation to play 50 times a year because they make enough money in 8 or 10 tournaments to, you know, to they got more money than the federal government. I mean, so, you know, there seems to be an effect that it could be a watered down kind of product if the game is actually expanding and you don't see kind of the star power to it.
Well, that's kind of what it has become when they added these, you know, no-cut events on the PGA Tour, the heightened, I'm blanking on the name of the, there's certain events that are, you're worth more points or no cuts. They've already done that to a degree. And so the big name guys are playing in all of those and they're skipping things like the Canadian Open, you know, which is this week. If you look at the leaderboard, it's not, it's not the same as some of the other events. So it's already that way to a certain degree. I don't know if it'll get any worse or not.
Stan, I mean, do you think that there's a chance that the influence from the Saudis comes from the idea of they throw gazillions of dollars at a specific tournament in, you know, their home country or some or whatever, Dubai or wherever, and they pull in these big names? I mean, we know Tiger obviously has done things in Dubai and such like that, but do you think that they almost kind of make like an all-star event or just something where, you know, the way you get these guys motivated is money, right? So, you know, could you see a situation where they throw gobs of money at players to come play in a specific event, even like with the Deutsche Bank tournament that Tiger plays in and stuff like that. You know, maybe that kind of tournament where you get the stars out, but you're paying gazillions of dollars for them.
Yeah, and for years, the PGA Tour prohibited the players from accepting appearance money. The European Tour did not. So if the European Tour wanted a guy that they wanted to pay back in the day, Nick Faldo, you know, $500,000 to show up, they could do it. They could not do that in the United States. But now with the designated tournaments that they have with more money than you can ever imagine, you're making $3 million to win instead of $1.5 million, and there's no cut. You know, you play in 10 of those a year, and you ain't going to be hurt.
You know, Stan, is there any losers in this? I mean, eventually, as all the money flows in and everybody's going to make a gazillion dollars, is there any loser in this scenario?
Well, I would say Jay Monahan would be a loser, but he retained. I mean, he's going to be the CEO of the new thing, so I don't know how much, you know, he's got his authority and his power that he began with. But I think he lost a lot of, his footing with a lot of the players on the tour that he sold the idea to. We're going to go head to head against these guys, and we hate them, and we're going to destroy them, and then all of a sudden, we love them when we're playing together again. So I think he lost a lot of face there.
Yeah, I'm sure
he's the loser.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I'm sure Jay Monahan, when he, you know, starts cashing those checks, he's going to be wiping his tears with $100 bills. You know, he'll be wiping his eyes with all the cash that he's, or he'll make a bed full of cash and just, you know, I look at this thing and. And I hate to be this way, Stan, but I look at it as like, are we losing kind of one of the things that makes Americana sports great? That, you know, we're going to have this kind of international influence, and, you know, again, I know golf wasn't invented here or anything like that, but again, the PGA and, you know, USGA and all that. I mean, you know, that's very Americana. You know, are we going to lose some of that with this international influence that, you know, is going to be felt from the Saudis and from around the world?
Well, let's see how it ends up, you know, it's going to end up playing out one way or the other. And I think we're not going to notice a whole lot as far as that. I think it's still going to look the same, and we'll still see Rory, and we'll still see Scottie Scheffler, and the Masters will be the Masters. But we'll see how it filters down to some of the smaller fields, some of the smaller venues, and the guys who are trying to keep their card every year. And those are the guys I think are going to feel the effects more than anybody else.
Last question for you, Stan. Do you think that there'll be any pushback from players? I mean, we know we've heard guys, you know, Rory saying the things that he said, but, I mean, you know, words are one thing, actions are another. Do you think that there will be any actions by players or any pushback about not wanting to participate in some of these events?
It could be, but they're so obligated to do what they do. I'm not sure what the limits of their protest could be. And I think, you know, they're like me and you. If somebody's hanging out a big paycheck out there for them, they're going to be chasing it. So there's always that. It's just so much money out there right now. People are grabbing every dollar they can. They're going to make – it's like in Breaking Bad where they had the guy making the snow angels with all the money in the closet. That's kind of what it's going to be like.
Yeah, I'm regretting now in life that I didn't become a golfer. So
I regret a lot of times that I am. So we're even.
Stan Autry is the golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You can follow him on his Twitter page, at Stan Autry, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Stan, really appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes with us here. And listen, continued success.
Enjoy it, John. Have a good rest of your night.
You got it. When we come back, who do you trust more, the Falcons' D-line or the Falcons' O-line? I think I know the answer to this, but do you think the Falcons have done enough on their defensive line to be trusted? We're going to open up the phone lines, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Who do you trust more, Falcons' D-line or O-line? Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app. The Castle East.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.